Tyan Tarudashi, we just witnessed the beautiful abhishek of Shishi Gaurnitai and we'll embark on the beautiful narration of Lord Nityanpu's pastimes, followed by beautiful kirtan and dancing and of course prasadam. So today we will try to intertwine the beautiful pastimes of Lord Nityananda Prabhu along with Srila Prabhupada. One time, actually I was reading one particular article of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in his Harmonist magazine, he mentions, who is Krishna, who is Balaram, and who is Lord Gauranga, and who is Lord Nityananda. So he mentions that Krishna is the enjoyer, supreme personality of Godhead. And Lord Balaram is the supreme personality of servitor Godhead. So Krishna enjoys and Lord Balaram is the Lord who arranges for Krishna's enjoyment. Both are supreme Lord. In the same way Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, same Lord Krishna has appeared. And same Lord Balaram has come as Lord Nityananda. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the enjoyer. He is the supreme Lord. And he makes a plan. And Nityanpu helps him in his plan. So in this way, we can see that beautiful pastimes and the activities of Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram, he has many expansions so that he can fulfill the plan of Lord. One particular time, His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami, he wanted to get more clarification of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So he told Srila Prabhupada, he asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I cannot understand, what are these different expansions? How many Sankarshan, how many Pradyumna, how many Aniruddha, how many Narayans, how many Vaikunthas? How do you understand this? Srila Prabhupada said, what is the problem? What is the difficulty? So then he said, but Prabhupada, how can there be two Sankarshans? Prabhupada said, there can be thousands of Sankarshans, what is the problem? And Prabhupada said that Lord Nityananda, Lord Balaram is ever expanding. Why? Because he has a very important purpose. He is the one who is taking the entire creation in his hand. The whole cosmos, whether it is spiritual or material, it is all under the territory of Lord Balaram or Nityananda. And Prabhupada asked Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Goswami, you run a small temple. You are a president here. But many times when I ask you, what about that service? You tell that, well, Prabhupada, I told that devotee the service, but that devotee did not do the service. And then you say that I told this devotee the other service, but he did not do this service also. So you always keep giving me excuses when I ask you what happened to that service or this service. Lord Nityananda never gives excuse to Lord Krishna. Lord Balaram never gives excuses, he said. Because you are depending on people who are not dependable, therefore there is a problem. But when Krishna's service has to be done, Balaram is very alert. Therefore he expands. He expands more when more service is there. And he keeps expanding so that all the services are done nicely. And therefore hundreds and thousands of expansions are coming from Lord Balaram just for the purpose of serving Krishna. And Prabhupada said that, then Tamal Krishna Maharaj understood that there can be not just two Sankarshan, there can be thousands of Sankarshan. Because the purpose is to serve Krishna. The purpose is to serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I was thinking when I read this particular pastime that even the pastimes of Lord Nityananda and the character and activities of Lord Nityananda are difficult for conditioned souls in Kali Yuga to fathom, to experience. However, through the medium of Srila Prabhupada, we can even experience or understand little about Lord Nityananda. So that will be the idea today, that we will go through beautiful pastimes of Lord Nityananda, and also we will in between share beautiful anecdotes of Srila Prabhupada about Lord Nityananda. So Nityananda's pastimes are unique, very wonderful. Nityananda travelled so many places during his pastimes. He did not remain stationed in one place. He was constantly travelling. So it was 1474 when Lord Nityananda Prabhu appeared in this material world, in the beautiful land of Ekachakra, which happens to be in today's location in West Bengal, Birbhum district. So it is mentioned that this particular location of Ekachakra in Birbhum was considered not a very pious land. Because if you see the map of Bengal, which you can try in Google Maps, you can see that Bengal, all over Bengal, Ganga is everywhere, either directly or through tributaries. Ganga, Damodar, Hugli, all places Ganga is flowing. But there is one particular area where Ganga is not flowing. And therefore that area came to be named as Rada Desh, a place which is very impious that even Ganga does not flow there. So whole Bengal is very pious because Ganga is flowing everywhere. But this place is not pious. But Lord Nityananda appeared in that place. So we can see the beginning only. The beginning of Lord Nityananda's pastime is that he appeared in a place which was not pious, which was not considered holy, but he made it holy by his appearance. And rest everything is history, that how Nityananda actually delivered even the most sinful people. So that was his purpose of taking or appearing, or he made Ekachakra his own dham, appear in an impious land, and then he appeared there and made it into spiritual dham. So, in 1474, it is mentioned that before that, this whole land of Ekachakra was very deserted. Lot of drought, famine, and not much of, people were not happy there. Sad because not much of rainfall, the agriculture was not much. People were suffering. And there lived a Brahman named Hadai Pandit. And he had a wife, beautiful wife, very chaste, Padmavati Devi. And they wanted a son, they wanted a child for a long time. And finally Krishna, he fulfilled their desire. And it is mentioned that Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he appeared as their child. And when Lord Nityananda Prabhu appeared, the entire Ekachakra land got transformed. There would be drought and famine, and now there was constant rainfall. Beautiful agriculture. People became happy. It became an opulent place. Just because Nityananda appeared in that land and infused life in that area. So Lord Nityananda descended in the beautiful land of Ekachakra Gram. And it is said that there are beautiful pastimes of Nityananda in Ekachakra when he was a small child. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was not like an ordinary child playing ordinary sports. Lord Nityananda Prabhu had his own group of friends and they would play, but they would always play enacting some beautiful dramas. And those dramas would be based only on the beautiful pastimes of Lord. Either Rama Leela, Vaman Leela, Krishna's Vrindavan Leela, Dwarka Leela, Mathura Leela, etc., etc. So Prabhupada says in one of his lectures that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are more sweeter than Lord Krishna's pastimes. Similarly, Lord Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes are more sweeter than Lord Balaram's pastimes. And the sweetness was that when Lord would be engaging in pastimes, people would get absorbed. It is mentioned that Lord would perform those dramas so beautifully in his childhood that everyone who saw those dramas, they would be enthralled, absorbed. One time, some people asked Nityananda Prabhu, how do you know all the stories? Ram Leela, Krishna Leela. No one told you. And Nityananda Prabhu said, these are my pastimes. And people will be a little bewildered, what he's saying, small kid maybe, saying like that. And Nityananda Prabhu would so absorbed, would perform so beautifully those pastimes, people will be absorbed. Sometimes people acting in the drama will also get absorbed. And that can be very difficult sometimes, no? When actors who are acting in drama get absorbed, what happens? They may forget their roles. I remember one time, I got a chance to do a drama when I was in school, 9th standard. I got a very small role. And drama was 1 hour, and my dialogue was just one dialogue. But within the drama, because I never practiced, because I never went to the rehearsals, I just had one drama. So when the drama began, I became absorbed in drama. And when the time came for me to deliver my dialogue, I forgot that I'm supposed to deliver. And there was a lull in the drama, you know, suddenly waiting. What happened? Why there was lull? And my dialogue someone else repeated, you know. But then I got a thrashing from a director later. So it happens like that. Nityananda Prabhu's dramas were so beautiful, people will get absorbed in that drama. One particular time, Lord Nityananda performed a beautiful drama on Ram Leela. And in that drama, Lord Nityananda had told the script to everyone. What is everyone's role? What are different devotees' dialogue? That particular scene was the fight which was taking place in Lanka between Lakshman and Indrajit. So the fight began. And Lord Nityananda took the role of Lord Lakshman. And there was one of his friends who became Indrajit. And there was a wonderful fighting. They had their own... There was no plastic that time. They had their own ways of having bows and arrows and throwing it on each other. And particular time, Lord Nityananda Prabhu fell down unconscious because Indrajit, that friend of him, he had released a particular astra, Nagastra, Nagapashastra. So Nityananda Prabhu fell down. And because Nityananda Prabhu was absorbed in his own drama, he became lifeless. So when he fell down in such a way that everyone became concerned. And all the people who were acting, they all ran. What happened to you, Nityananda Prabhu? Please get up, please get up. But there was no life. And they started crying. They forgot the drama only. And immediately that whole scene was created and everyone from the village came running. What happened to Lord Nityananda? Hadaya Pandit came, Padmavati came, everyone came. And everyone was thinking, why? What happened to him? There is no life, there is no life. And that went for some time and there was intense emotions churned out because of Lord Nityananda having no life. And suddenly that guy, that boy, who was supposed to do the next part, who was the Hanumanji in that drama, he forgot actually. He said, "Arey Baba, ek bhul gaya main cheez." And then he jumped and said, "Oh, now I know what happened." When the script was being told, I was told by Nityananda Prabhu, "Don't forget your role, you know. You forget your role, there will be calamity." So Hanumanji went around that fellow and he bought some leaves here and then he went and he placed those leaves as herbs near the beautiful nostrils of Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu sprung into action. So everyone understood, oh, that was a pastime. But Nityananda Prabhu became so absorbed in that pastime. So this is how Lord Nityananda Prabhu would do and act all those beautiful leelas of Lord and all the devotees would be enthralled and absorbed in those pastimes. That is the beauty. One beautiful pastime which is mentioned in the Dham, Ekka Chakra Dham, is that of how Lord Nityananda Prabhu, unlike Lord Balaram, had a different demeanor. Now we know how Lord Krishna, when he comes in different incarnations, Lord Balaram also comes with him. Lord Ram came, Lakshman came along with him. Krishna came, Balaram came, Lord Chaitanya came, Lord Nityananda came. But every time Lakshman, Balaram or Nityananda Prabhu come, their role is depending on the main hero's role. So when Lord Ram came, he was Maryada Purushottam, very obedient, very disciplined. But Lakshman was the one who was told to do some activities which Lord Ram did not like to do. So Lord Lakshman, he took that role. Like you imagine, like for example, he was told that okay, you should go and keep Sita away. You should take Sita on to manage Sita away. Or you should do Agni Shakshi or Sita Devi, which Lakshman did not like, but he had to obey. Also, Lord Ram didn't want to punish Shurpanaka. So he said, "Lakshman, okay, you go ahead. You do the surgery." So Lakshman had to perform surgery. So Lakshman always, Lord was always trying to serve Lord Ram. When Balaramji came, Krishna, he took the major role. But he wanted some chemistry, a different chemistry between him and Balaramji. So you find Lord Balaram amazingly favoring Duryodhan more than the Pandavas. So this is also amazing. Then Lord Balaram agreed to that. But same Lord Balaram also decided to drag Hastinapur and put in Yamuna. So that was unique about Lord Balaram, because he was not doing anything by his own will. He was just applying what is required in the past time. So when Lord Chaitanya appeared this time as the most munificent incarnation, the most merciful incarnation, what happened is, Lord Nityananda Prabhu came and went one step ahead, became the most munificent. In the whole pastime of Nityananda Prabhu, he did not become angry even once. All the more he was very merciful. And right from day one of his beautiful pastime to Naked Chakra until the end, back to Ek Chakra, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he showed the mood of Audarya. It is mentioned that one time Lord Nityananda Prabhu was a small child, he was wandering. He was in his mother's house, that is his grandfather from his mother's side, maternal grandfather's house, Mordeshwar, which is very close to Ek Chakra. So he went there and he was about to go to a very secluded forest which was very dense. Someone told, "Hey, my dear child, don't go to that place. That place is very dangerous. A very powerful snake lives in that place and it devours human beings also." So Lord Nityananda Prabhu smiled. He said, "What snake? I am the original snake. Who can be, I cannot be afraid of these small, petty small snakes." So Lord Nityananda Prabhu very amazingly entered the forest. And when he was going inside, immediately a snake came out and said, "Wow, thank you very much. Today someone has come and I am going to devour you." So Nityananda Prabhu became very compassionate. And Nityananda Prabhu, "You don't know who you are. And you do not know who I am. I am Sankarshan, the origin of all snakes. You are my part and parcel." And then Nityananda Prabhu told him, "You kindly mend your ways. You are creating terrible havoc in this place. So I want you to completely shut up your business and become a very pleasant, very nice snake in this land." So he says, "But how can I be a nice snake? Because I want something to eat." So it is mentioned, Nityananda Prabhu knows everything. But still Nityananda Prabhu asked him, "By the way, who are you? Tell me." And then he mentions the whole story. That many years ago, around 5,000 years back, in this land of Ek Chakra, the five Pandavas came here. When the five Pandavas came here, they were staying in one Brahmana's house. A very nice Brahmana, he had one son. So Kunti Devi and the five Pandavas were staying there. However, that time, in Ek Chakra, there was a great demon, Bakasur, who was staying on the outskirts of the village. And this Bakasur would suddenly come in the village, catch anyone and eat. And he was creating havoc. So all the villagers went and they had a truce with Bakasur. He said, "You come, you don't come, we will send you everything. Because when you come, you eat everything. There is no proper distribution, there is no proper channeling. So every day we will send you. You don't have to take trouble of coming here." So there was every day two buffaloes with a cart. And on the cart there was a big, huge amount of food which was put. And one man was driving that cart. So it was one way. You go, never come back. So like that. And Ek Chakra that time was such a big village that everyone's time would come after long time, after many years. So when Kunti Devi and the five Pandavas were there, that particular day, all the four Pandavas, they went out to beg. Only Bhimsen remained with Kunti Devi. So Kunti Devi could hear some cries in the house. So she came to know that something inauspicious is going to happen in this house. And she went and asked, "What is the problem?" The Brahmana was not ready to reveal the problem. But Kunti Devi pressurized. And the Brahmana said the whole story that now, the problem is, today is the turn of my house. And today someone, a male member from the house has to go. So there was a discussion going on, whether I was telling I should go, the Brahmana is telling. But my small son, 5-year-old boy, is saying, "No, how can you go? If you go, who will be the breadwinner? I will go." So this discussion of the father and child was so touching that the mother could not resist and she started crying. So Kunti Devi said, don't worry, the problem will be solved. Said, see, you have only one son. I have 5 sons. So I'll give one son, no problem. And I have a nice son, Bhima. So don't worry, he will take care of whole thing. And Bhimsen was asked, Kunti Devi asked, Bhima, you like to go on this big cart? This is a big pot of prasad. So Bhimsen was really little, always in anxiety, because that was supposed to be a time when they had fled from that Varanavrat house. And they were staying in this forest dwellings. So Mahabharata mentions that Bhimsen was very unhappy that time, because he would not get sufficient food. Whatever the 4 Pandavas would collect, 3/4 Bhima would eat, 1/4 remaining would eat, all the 4 or 5 of them would eat. And still Bhimsen would feel like, you know, my hunger is not satisfied. So Bhimsen was very happy that he got an opportunity to eat a huge pile of prasadam there. And also Bhimsen was thinking that, well, I am having so much of anger on this Duryodhan, but I am not getting a chance to vent my anger. So here is a chance, Bakasura is coming, you know. I will use all my skills, abilities, all the anger will come out. Actually, Bhimsen was very angry on Duryodhan because he had plotted to kill the Pandavas in that house. So it is mentioned when they are travelling in the forest, before they come into Ekchakra, they came across Hidimba demon. So Bhimsen was so angry on Hidimba, he killed Hidimba as if he was like, you know, he was waiting and he was thinking this is Duryodhan himself. And he plumbed Hidimba so much that even Hidimba became afraid. Who this person is? My brother is such a powerful person, but he got plumbed because of this fellow. And then eventually she fell in love with Bhimsen. So Bhimsen came and Bhimsen said, oh, that's not a problem, I can do that. So Bhimsen goes, he becomes a driver. So he is driving. And he was thinking, why should I wait till I reach Bakasura's place? You know, I am already hungry. The fragrance is coming. So with one hand he is driving the chariot. With the other hand he is putting his hand in that big pot and is eating food. And he is going slow at his own pace. Meanwhile Bakasura is waiting. Where is my lunch, you know? It's post lunch. Time for snacks in the evening time now. Where is lunch coming? And he's thinking, maybe I should go to the village and now destroy the whole village. And suddenly then he hears the cart is moving. So he comes out and he sees that there's a very, very powerful fellow, you know, with strong muscles. So he's happy that some tagda fellow has come now. But amazingly he sees that this person has ate all the food which is behind. There's nothing left in the pot. So he becomes more angry. He's hungry and now he's angry. And then you know the whole pastime that how Bhimsen starts fighting with Bakasura. In fact, Mahabharata mentions that Bhimsen had not finished the whole thing. So he kept Bakasura holding, you know, wait, with one hand. And one hand he was eating the food. And when he finished, then he said, okay, now I'll talk to you, deal with you. Meanwhile, when Bhimsen had gone, it is mentioned that Arjuna came after he got his arms. So when he came, he asked Kunti Devi, where is Bhimsen? And Kunti Devi told the whole story that Bhimsen is gone. So Arjuna became worried, Bakasura, such a big demon, and Bhimsen has gone alone. So Arjuna said, don't worry Kunti Devi, I'll go myself. So Arjuna took his bow and arrow and he rushed towards the forest. But on his way he was thinking, maybe I'm late, what if Bakasura overpowers Bhimsen? So I should do something. So Arjuna released a Nagastra and he said, go and bind Bakasura. And then Arjuna reached that place. And then he found that Bakasura is already killed. Bhimsen is sitting there. And Arjuna was very happy. He embraced Bhimsen. And then he said, okay, let's go. But Arjuna said, no. I have released that Nagastra. That Nagastra cannot go in vain. And then Arjuna, he searched all the different places in forest. And then he found a big snake. And he came to know that was the Astra which he had sent. And because the Astra could not find its aim, the Astra was looking for something, moving around. So Arjuna said, well, I have released you, but you promised me, you should not move here and there. Otherwise, after Bakasura, you will now be the next person in the village. So better you make a place here, stationed. You stay under this tree, anyone who comes here, you eat him. Otherwise, don't go anywhere else. So the snake got his confirmation and said, okay, I'll stay here. Anyone who comes near the tree, I'll devour that person. So since that time, 5,000 years, still that time Lord Nityananda saw that snake. Anyone who went near the tree was devoured by the snake. So Nityananda had to now change the whole plan. So he said, okay. So he said, now henceforth, all the six chakravasis are my own dhamvasis, so you cannot do anything for them. So, but what I'll eat? Don't worry. I'll do something for you. And Lord Nityananda said that you don't have to worry, because everyone will come here, worship you and feed you. And Nityananda dug a hole and said, you enter into this hole and don't come out. Then Nityananda removed one of his earrings and he placed that earring on the hole of that cave. And the earring expanded and it eventually became a round stone and it covered the whole cave. And as per Nityananda's plan, it is mentioned that people came to know that there was a very holy snake living there. So they would come and worship that snake from outside and provide all the food there. And eventually, by Nityananda's mercy, a temple came up in that place. And even though Ek Chakra is very close, but it is mentioned, people who come to Ek Chakra, those who are worshippers of demigods, they also go to this place to worship that snake. So Nityananda arranged that whole thing, that how the snake can be tamed, and he also gets his food. So that place, the temple is still there in Mohardeshwar, where the snake is hiding inside the cave. So these are brutal pastimes of Nityananda when he was in Ek Chakra. However, Lord Nityananda knew that he cannot stay in Ek Chakra for long. He has to move on. But how can he move? Because all the devotees in Ek Chakra loved him so much. So Nityananda had to arrange a transcendental plan of exiting from Ek Chakra. And what is the plan? When Lord Nityananda was 12 years old, Lord Nityananda's arrangement, one sannyasi, who was an unknown sannyasi, never ever had come before, and never to come again. A sannyasi appeared in that village of Ek Chakra. He was a effulgent sannyasi. People were attracted. Such a beautiful saint has come. And they wanted to invite him to their house. But he did not go to anyone's house. So Hadaya Pandit saw him. And Hadaya Pandit welcomed him. Please come to my house. And sannyasi said, I don't eat in anyone's house. Please come. Hadaya Pandit very much insisted. And the sannyasi said, well, if I come, then you have to also provide for all the wishes I have. So no problem, you just take prasad in my house. Whatever you want, everything is yours. I am a simple grahastha. Everything is yours. So he came to the house and Hadaya Pandit and Padmavati beautifully, nicely fed prasad to him. After prasadam is over, and then he said, how can I serve you more? And he said, I am just a simple sannyasi. I am traveling all over different places. But as I am aging, and now I can understand that I require an assistant. So I see that you have a beautiful son in your house. I want him as my assistant. I will take him with me for my travel tour. When Hadaya Pandit heard that, he was devastated. For him, one moment of separation from Nityananda was unbearable. In fact, when Nityananda would take long time in play and he would not come, Hadaya Pandit and Padmavati would become disturbed. They would keep searching, where is Nitai, where is Nitai? And here is that sannyasi asking, that let me take him for a long time. And the sannyasi is also not known, who is he? So Hadaya Pandit was shocked. But Padmavati told actually that we should, because we already given our word. So Hadaya Pandit and Padmavati, they agreed. But they did not know what they agreed for. Only time was supposed to reveal to them. And the unknown sannyasi left. And when he left, it is mentioned, when Nityananda left that Ek Chakra Gram, Hadaya Pandit was devastated. It is said that Lord's plan cannot be understood. Vrindavan Das Thakur mentions that sometimes Lord arranges for very powerful separation between Lord and his devotees. But the idea is that a higher mission is there. And Vrindavan Das Thakur gives example, Lord Kapila, he gave instructions to Mother Devahuti. And after giving instructions, Lord Kapila just left Mother Devahuti alone. Similarly, Sukadeva Goswami, he left Vyasadeva, his father, left him alone. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he wanted to reach the whole world, he took sannyas, left everyone in Navadvip, left Sachimata, Vishnu Priya. Similarly, Lord Nityananda also left. And it may externally look that Lord is very hard-hearted. But actually those who are advanced, they know actually Krishna never plays any role which will break anyone's heart. It is separation, but there is a union in that. And Vrindavan Thakur mentions only advanced devotees would know that actually Nityanand Prabhu was doing everything for the favor of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati. However, as the Leela goes on, Hadai Pandit and Padmavati could not keep their lives. They left. And again, Ek Chakra became deserted. Because the life of Ek Chakra had left. In fact, it is mentioned that Ek Chakra never picked up after that. Never picked up. Even today, if you go to Ek Chakra, it is a very simple village. Very simple village. I remember some few years back there was a yatra, so I had and some devotees had to go one day before to Ek Chakra for making arrangements. First time in my life I stayed in Ek Chakra and then realized such a beautiful place that is. First of all, there is no electricity. No mobile range. So life was peaceful. Many times we feel peaceful when anything which we have created disturbance, it is not there. So, apart from mobiles and electricity, when I got up in the morning and began chanting, it was so easy. In city, when you chant, you are struggling to chant. But when you chant in dham, it is very easy to chant. You understood? Simple village, Ek Chakra, which Lord Vijayanand had kept like that. Even the thousands of devotees go to Ek Chakra. But Ek Chakra, even today, is very simple. Because Lord Nityanand Prabhu wanted that Ek Chakra to be always simple. So, it is mentioned that Lord Nityanand Prabhu left Ek Chakra. That was the whole pastime. And it is mentioned that Lord Nityanand Prabhu, he wanted to manifest his beautiful pastime of helping Lord Chaitanya. Srila Prabhupada says that Lord Nityanand Prabhu is the Adi Guru. He is the Adi Guru. And Srila Prabhupada says that what is the difference between Lord Nityanand Prabhu and Srimati Radharani? Because both are doing a very special role in the service to Krishna. Lord Balaram and Radharani, what is the difference in them? So Prabhupada says in one lecture, which Giriraj Maharaj quoted in his lecture, that Lord Nityanand Prabhu is Guru. He is the embodiment of all Gurus. He is Guru Tattva. So he goes around and picks up people who are conditioned souls, makes them qualified. And once they are qualified, Nityanand Prabhu's job is over. Nityanand Prabhu does not go further into giving them a connection with Krishna in their intimate loving exchanges of Krishna and the devotees. Then that person is handed over to Srimati Radharani. And then Srimati Radharani sees, oh, this person is qualified, coming from the department of Nityanand Prabhu. Okay, now give him some service in Krishna's Leela. So this is how there is a collaboration between Nityanand Prabhu and Srimati Radharani. So he picks up from a person who is not qualified, makes him qualified, and then gives it to Radharani, gives that person to Radharani. And Radharani engages that person in Krishna's Nitya Leela. So there is a beautiful collaboration which Prabhupada mentioned. So as the pastimes unwind further, this unknown sannyasi remained unknown sannyasi. No one knows who he was. Because Nityanand Prabhu went with him, but it is mentioned in the books that later Nityanand Prabhu was traveling alone. Where that sannyasi went, no one knows. He wanted to take Nityanand Prabhu with him as assistant, but as the travel begins, the sannyasi is gone, Nityanand Prabhu is traveling alone now. So 12 years Nityanand Prabhu was in Ek Chakra, next 20 years Nityanand Prabhu was traveling. And Vrindavan Das Thakur mentions, Nityanand Prabhu travelled to all holy places which he travelled when he was Balaramji in Dwapar Yuga. He went to all places. He went to one more extra place, that is Jagannath Puri, which Balaramji did not go. But anyways, there is a beautiful description of which all places Lord Nityanand Prabhu travelled. Lord Nityanand Prabhu, he went to Prayag. And the Magh Mela he took the dip in the Triveni Sangam. He was very happy to see Mother Ganga there. Then he went to Mathura. In Mathura he went to Vishram Ghat. He took bath in Yamuna River. Then he went to Vrindavan and he saw the beautiful Govardhan Hill. He travelled all over the 12 forests of Vrindavan. Then Lord Nityanand Prabhu thought, let me go to Hastinapur. And then he went to Hastinapur, the place where Pandavas were staying. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu, when he stayed there, he remembered his pastime of Balaram, which had pulled the whole Hastinapur to put it in Yamuna. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu remembered his own pastime. He cried tears of ecstasy. And people who were there, no one could even identify who this is, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nityananda Prabhu traveled 20 years, but no one could identify him, except few. Rest of people thought that he was just an ordinary traveler. So sometimes Nityananda Prabhu would start crying, and people would think, why is he crying? But they would never understand that he is Nityananda Prabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu, then from Hastinapur, he went ahead, he went to Dwarka, and in Dwarka, then he saw the beautiful places. Then from there, he went to south of India. He went to Kanchipuram. Then again came to north. He went to Naimisharanya. Then he came to Ayodhya. In Ayodhya, it is mentioned that he was traveling and he came to the place where Lord Ram met Guha King. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu remembered all the pastimes of Guha. Lord Nityananda Prabhu became so ecstatic, he fell down in ecstasy in trance, fainted. 3 days he fainted. That was Nityananda Prabhu. Then from Ayodhya, Lord Nityananda Prabhu went to Haridwar. From there he came back to South India. He visited Madurai. Then he went to a place called Sri Shaila, which was a beautiful temple of Lord Shiva and Parvati. So Vrindavan Das Thakur mentions Lord Nityananda Prabhu came and he saw Shiva and Lord Parvati and Shiva, the deity of Parvati and Shiva, and started talking with them. And later Shiva and Parvati manifested in front of Nityananda Prabhu. Parvati was very happy. He said, Nityananda Prabhu, you have come, such a nice opportunity for me to cook for you. And Parvati herself cooked and fed Nityananda Prabhu Mahaprasad. So this is similar to what happened when Balaramji went to Sri Shaila. And it is mentioned that there was a special discussion which took place between Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Shiva and Parvati. Very special discussion. And Vrindavan Das Thakur mentions, but what is that discussion? No one knows. Only Lord Gauranga knows. What was the discussion which was so special which happened between these three personalities? Then it is mentioned that Lord Nityananda Prabhu went to Srirangam, he took bath in Kaveri, he went to Kanyakumari, and then Lord Nityananda Prabhu decided to meet Vedavyas, and then went to Badrinath. 20 years Nityananda Prabhu was travelling, constantly travelling. And then, as I mentioned, no one recognized him, only few people recognized him. So one time Nityananda Prabhu reached Maharashtra, and he was in Pandharpur. So he took the darshan of beautiful deity of Vitthala. He was dancing in ecstasy and he came down, and when Brahmana was very much enchanted by Lord Nityananda's form, he said, please come to my house and take prasad. This Brahmana was a great Vaishnava. He was a disciple of Lakshmipati Tirtha, who is in the Madhva disciple succession. So he called, because he was very much enamored by Lord Nityananda. So he fed him. Nityananda stayed in his house, but incognito, not known to anyone in the world. So when Nityananda stayed in that house and keep going and moving around here and there, Nityananda was never, you never understand where Nityananda stayed. He would always travel and come back to the same place, stay and go away. So Lakshmipati Tirth, during that time, came to Pandharpur. And because he came to Pandharpur, naturally he went to his disciple's house. So he stayed in his house. As soon as he entered into the house, he said, your house is special. I come to your house for many times, but today I can feel some special vibration. Now this Brahmana never told anything to his spiritual master about Nityananda Prabhu coming, because he also did not know much about Nityananda Prabhu. But Nityananda Prabhu told him that don't tell anything about me to anyone. So he thought, okay, I'll not tell to my guru also. Now Lakshmipati Tirtha was there in that house the whole day, and he was inspired from within to give katha of more on Balaramji on that day. She was speaking a lot Balaram's beautiful pastimes. And towards the end of the night, then he felt sleepy, he slept. And in the dream he saw Lord Balaramji. The beautiful darshan of Lord Balaramji, wearing beautiful dress, blue in color, beautiful blue turban, carrying a champaka flower, a plough, bugle horn, beautiful ornaments. And Balaramji told Lakshmipati Tirtha, my dear devotee Lakshmipati Tirtha, tomorrow one unknown Avadhut will come to you. Don't ask him his caste. Just initiate him. And if you initiate him, I'll be happy. And when he said that, and then Balaramji disappeared. So Lakshmipati Tirtha got up and said, oh, wow, what a wonderful pastime that was. So then the next day in the morning, what happened? In comes Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So Lakshmipati sees Lord Tirtha saw Nityananda Prabhu, Lakshmipati Tirtha could understand this person is special. There was effulgence in Nityananda Prabhu's body. Nityananda Prabhu offers Dhanvat Pranam to Lakshmipati Tirtha and said, please give me initiation. And Lakshmipati Tirtha said, yes, I was waiting for you only. Actually what happened in the night, Balaramji, he called Lakshmipati Tirtha in a dream and gave a mantra to him and said, you tell this mantra in the ear of that person and initiate him. So first Balaramji initiated Lakshmipati Tirtha and Lakshmipati Tirtha was initiating Nityananda Prabhu. So he spoke the mantra in Nityananda Prabhu's ear and Nityananda Prabhu thanked him and he said, thank you very much, and he left. And Lakshmipati Tirtha could not just forget this Nityananda Prabhu's beautiful personality. And throughout the day he was remembering who this person is. Balaramji came and told me about him. And the night when he slept, Nityananda Prabhu appeared in his dream. And Nityananda Prabhu said, thank you very much for initiating me. And then Nityananda Prabhu transformed himself into Lord Balaram. And then Lakshmipati Tirtha understood that this is Lord Balaram who has come in this age of Kali Yuga as Lord Nityananda. And he took initiation from him. From that day onwards, Lakshmipati Tirtha's life was completely different. He was just meditating on the beautiful form of Nityananda Prabhu. In fact, he stayed in Pandharpur for a long time. He remained like that, and in that ecstasy he left his body in Pandharpur. So Nityananda Prabhu took initiation from Lakshmipati Tirtha. Now Nityananda Prabhu goes ahead in his travels, and as he goes ahead, then he meets Madhavendra Puri. And then Madhavendra Puri is a disciple of Ishwara Puri. It is mentioned when Madhavendra Puri sees now Nityananda Prabhu, they see each other and they faint. Then they get up and again they faint. They get up and again they faint and they embrace each other. And they embrace each other tight for hours together. And everyone is wondering who these great persons are, you know. They're embracing each other. And then Madhavendra Puri and Nityananda Prabhu spend many days together traveling. And finally Nityananda Prabhu, he left for his own journey. So these are beautiful pastimes of some devotees who could recognize Nityananda Prabhu. Otherwise Nityananda Prabhu remained incognito and he just traveled. It is mentioned that Nityananda Prabhu, after he left Madhavendra Puri Goswami, he went to Jagannath Puri. From there he went to Ganga Sagar, that is very close to Navadeep. He was about to go to Navadeep, but he said, no, the time has not come for me to go to Navadeep so far. Lord Gauranga has to manifest his pastimes as the one who inaugurates congregational chanting. So Nityananda Prabhu, for 20 years he did not preach to anyone, because he wanted Lord to give him order and then he will start preaching. So Nityananda Prabhu remained incognito. From Ganga Sagar he left, then he went to Vrindavan. And he remained in Vrindavan till some further order comes. And he stayed in this beautiful place called as Shringarvat and waiting. Meanwhile in Navadvip what happened is, Nimaya Pandit, he was a very erudite scholar, performed his beautiful scholarly pastimes and a change had come. He had gone to Gaya, taken initiation from Ishwarapuri. When he came back he was a different person. And then Nimaya Pandit had become Lord Gauranga and he inaugurated the beautiful Sankirtan movement. And when he inaugurated beautiful Sankirtan movement, then there were beautiful kirtans happening in Srivasa's house. That time the indication came to Nityananda Prabhu and Nityananda Prabhu said, my time has come now. And Nityananda Prabhu travelled from Vrindavan and he reached Mayapur. No one identified him. And he directly went to the house of Nandanacharya and he was there. Before Nityananda Prabhu was about to reach Navadvip, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his pleasure increased 100-folds. And all the devotees said, Mahaprabhu, you look very happy. Mahaprabhu said, yes, the time has come. And the devotees asked him, what time has come? He said, only time will reveal what time has come. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I saw a dream yesterday. And in that dream I saw on a beautiful chariot, a beautiful personality is coming. Blue dress, beautiful features. And he's going to every house in Navadvip and asking, is this the house of Nimaya Pandit? Is this the house of Nimaya Pandit? Where is Nimaya Pandit? Where is Nimaya Pandit? And Lord Chaitanya tells Srivas Thakur and Haridas Thakur, this personality is soon going to come. A special person will come. And he will come to Navadvip and then things will change. Much more mercy will manifest. So then, the next day, Lord Vishwambar tells Srivas and Haridas, that personality has already come. Please go and find him. So what personality? No description, nothing. Just go. He is Avadhut. He will be able to identify him if you see him. 9 hours, Srivas Thakur and Haridas Thakur are going all around Nodip. They went to each and every house. Sannyasi's ashram, they went to every grihastha's house, they went to even people who are downtrodden, everyone's house they went. But they could not find Nityanand Prabhu. Then they came back after 9 hours. Lord Chaitanya said, Nityanand Prabhu is very mystical. We cannot find him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, come behind me. And Mahaprabhu straight went to Nandan Acharya's house. And he went to Nandan Acharya's house, then for the first time in this incarnation of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityanand Prabhu came together. Vrindavan Thakur mentions, no one can ever describe that meeting. But still he described, and I also will describe. Lord Chaitanya, when he saw Nityanand Prabhu, they stood there without blinking their eyes. And everyone was watching, what's going to happen next? Something should happen, but nothing was happening. And they just stood motionless, without blinking their eyes. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to tell everyone who this person is who is standing in front. He wanted to give an introduction to Nityanand Prabhu, but he did not want to give a verbal introduction. He wanted an action-packed introduction. So he told Srivas Thakur, recite that beautiful shloka from Bhagavatam. Then Srivas Thakur began, Barha Pidam, Vara, Barha Natavara. That beautiful shloka, Srivas Thakur, he started singing. And then when Nityanand Prabhu heard that shloka, he went into ecstasy. It is mentioned that there was not a single place in the house where Nityanand Prabhu did not go in his ecstatic trance. Tears were coming from his eyes. All the hairs on his body were standing in end. He was dancing in ecstasy. In fact, all those ecstatic symptoms are very difficult to even describe. Even perceive what it is. For hours and hours together, the Nityanand Prabhu suddenly fainted. No signs of life. And Srivas Thakur was surprised. What to do now? And Lord Chaitanya said, continue. So he continued the same shloka. And Nityanand Prabhu again came up. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then embraced Nityanand Prabhu tightly. And they were in tight embrace for a long time. And then he said, this is Nityanand Prabhu. That was the way Lord Chaitanya introduced Nityanand Prabhu to all devotees. And they understood. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that someone is going to come. And they knew now who this someone is. And that's how Nityanand Prabhu entered into the beautiful association of Lord Chaitanya and his associates. So this is about Nityanand Prabhu finally meeting his Lord Gauranga. Then we all know that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then called Nityanand Prabhu and gave him a very, very simple order. So Nityanand Prabhu, go around with Haridas Thakur, and what you will do is, go to every house and tell them to chant Hare Krishna. Simple. Now Nityanand Prabhu took that whole order very seriously. Nityanand Prabhu and Haridas Thakur would go to every house, knock that door, and would beg, please chant Hare Krishna. Some people would reciprocate and chant Hare Krishna. Some people would not even open the doors. Some people would say, I don't have time. Some people would say, why you are coming here? Nityanand Prabhu would then offer obeisances to them and said, please chant Hare Krishna, because without chanting Hare Krishna, your life is useless. Better chant Hare Krishna. So this was the beautiful mood of preaching of Nityanand Prabhu. And then we know the beautiful pastime. Nityanand Prabhu's pastimes can never end unless someone tells the pastime of Jagai and Madhai. So I will speak something on Jagai and Madhai, but I will speak from some different versions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. It is Chaitanya Mangal given different version. Chaitanya Bhagavat mentions it different version. CC has different versions. The same Leela, but little more exciting. So the whole Leela happens that how Jagai and Madhai are delivered. Now when Jagai and Madhai are doing sinful activities, Lochandas Thakur in Chaitanya Mangal and Vrindavanas Thakur mentions, not only people in Navadvip were afraid and tired of Jagai and Madhai, but even the denizens in heaven were afraid of Jagai and Madhai. In fact, Yamraj was also very much worried about Jagai and Madhai. What was his worry? Because Yamraj would be constantly, the Yamadutas would constantly come to Yamraj and said, oh Lord Yamraj, we are having hypertension, anxiety. We are not able to deal with these cases. What case? Jagai and Madhai. their activity of sinful, their sinful activity are so much that we are not able to even write down their activities. By the time we write one activity, they have already finished five activities. So we are not, and the files are increasing like anything. And then Chitragupta, he comes and says that, Yamaraj, I have something very serious to tell you today. Your Yamduta are contemplating suicide because they are not able to keep track of this Jagayan Madhai. They are working overtime, they are working in shifts, but still they are not able to write down all the sinful activities. In fact, Yamaraj now says, I am worried. There are 27 hells. How many times, maybe I should create some new hells for them. So he is also worried, Chitragupta is worried. Entire department of Yamaraj is worried about Jagaya Madhai. Meanwhile, Jagaya Madhai are having good time in Navadvip. So Nityananda sees Jagaya Madhai and says, that if Jagaya Madhai become devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's fame will spread. So Nityananda says, okay, let's try. And the whole pastime unfolds, that Madhai hits Nityananda Prabhu, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brings his chakra, and Nityananda Prabhu said, oh Lord Chaitanya, why you are summoning a chakra? Because in this age, everyone is demoniac. You will have to use your chakra often. Your chakra will be very busy. So better don't use chakra. In this age, you have come to give mercy, so kindly give mercy. Today morning, Vrajbihari was mentioning a very nice point, that Nityananda Prabhu saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is angry on Madhai. So Nityananda Prabhu changed the topic and said, but his Jagai is good, you know, because second time Madhai was about to hit me, Jagai stopped him. So kindly give mercy to Jagai. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave mercy to Jagai. And Madhai said, are, everything we do together, he got mercy, I didn't get mercy, I am going to get punishment. So he went and fell at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you will never get mercy because you have insulted and you have offended Nityananda Prabhu. You go to Nityananda Prabhu. So then Madhai goes to Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu immediately embraces him. And this Jagai and Madhai, whose sinful activities even Yamaraj is not able to write down, his department, this Jagai Madhai suddenly become pure devotees. And Yamaraj gets an email, or whatever, notification, that Jagai Madhai are devotees. Yamaraj, say again. They have become pure devotees. And Yamaraj turns back, and the entire big godown of the files of Jagai Madhai had disappeared, gone. The entire godown is empty now. Yamaraj says, how this happened? I was contemplating what to do with these sinful rascals, and suddenly now they become pure devotees. I cannot believe. So Yamaraj tells all Yamaraj, let's go and check ourselves. So yes, we'll go and check. How this can happen, you know? So immediately Yamaraj, he has his carrier, the buffalo, and they start moving, and Yamdutas follow him. Uniparty, you know, Yamaraj ahead and Yamdutas behind. And all the demigods also get the news that Jagai Madhai have become pure devotees. So they are also excited, they want to see. So there is a big line from top coming down, you know. All different parties. Lord Shiva is on his bull, Ganesha is on the mouse, Parvati on the lion, and so on and so forth. All the demigods are coming down. And they are following. And they say, let Yamaraj go first. So Yamaraj is going ahead. He's leading the party and everyone's following. So there's a big line. Everyone's following Yamaraj. And all the vehicles are going at their speed. Suddenly the vehicle stop. There's a traffic jam. Nothing is moving. So they're asking, kya hua bhai? What happened? So someone says, aage kuch problem hai. So Lord Shiva said, what is the problem? So someone tells, Yamaraj has fainted. So his vehicle is not moving. So what happened to Yamaraj? Because Yamaraj had come to a particular point from where he could see Jagai Madhai dancing in Kirtan. So then he saw that and he fainted. So then immediately Lord Shiva came and said, so Yamdutas were all very much afraid. They thought Yamaraj has gone. So Lord Shiva told all the Yamdutas, don't worry, this is not, he has not died, he has fainted. In ecstasy he has fainted. The only way you can bring him back is chant. whatever kirtan is going on down, you do the same thing here. So all Yamdutas began the kirtan. Can you imagine Yamdutas, you know, with hand in hand, dancing Hare Krishna around Yamraj? And Yamraj gets up and he hears and he sees that Yamduta is chanting Hare Krishna. He is also happy. Yamraj joins the kirtan. And there is ecstatic kirtan. Yamraj is dancing, Yamduta is dancing. And Lord Shiva says, you know, let us have some accompaniment of kirtan. So Shivji gets his damru out and he starts playing his damru. Saraswati Devi is playing veena. Everyone is accompanying. And then Shivji says, enough of damru, I also want to dance. And Shivji begins his tandav nritya. And Ganpati says, I also want to dance. So he also dances. And generally we see Ganpati sitting and everyone dancing around him. But one place Ganpati himself dances, because he is also an ecstasy singing, Jagai Madai have become pure devotees. So there are two kirtans going on. One is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityanandapu and Jagai Madai having kirtan, and one is a kirtan happening on the sky. So this is the mercy of Nityanandapu. He reached even to Jagai and Madhai. That is the greatness. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he ordered Lord Nityanand Prabhu to go door to door and beg and give everyone the holy name. Similarly, down the line in parampara, all the acharyas are giving orders. And one such acharya, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, gave an order to his disciple Srila Prabhupada. What was the order? You go to the Western world, you preach in the English language. And Prabhupada did not have any facilities. He was as good as a beggar, 40 rupees in hand. And then what happens? He is going around in the mood of Nityananda Prabhu, taking that mood, and he creates revolution. So, it is mentioned that Nityananda Prabhu, he is the Guru Tattva, and all the acharyas and gurus are manifesting his potency. So we can find that Srila Prabhupada, what he has done is not some ordinary thing. He is actually directly manifesting the potency of Nityananda Prabhu. Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions that Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartan. Without Krishna's potency, one can never do revolution or transformation in others' heart. So Nityananda Prabhu performed transformation because he was empowered by Lord Chaitanya. Similarly, all the acharyas in the line of Nityananda Prabhu, they are also performing amazing activity of transformation because they have received that transformation in the parampara from Nityananda Prabhu, and therefore they can reach even fallen people. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he appeared in this age of Kali Yuga, it is mentioned that he gave something which he had never ever given before. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give what? Krishna Prem, the highest. So he came and he bought Krishna Prem, and the analogy is given that he came with a big, beautiful, vast ocean or river of Krishna Prem. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu built a dam on that river. And then he wanted to open channels and send that Krishna Prem all over the world. Nityanpu came to Navadvip and he said, what is this dam? Why there should be dam? Why there should be channels? Nityanpu broke the dam. And then what happened? When you break the dam, the water just gushes out. There is no planning. Everything just goes here and there. So previously people would have to come to a river and get their needs. But when a dam was broken, the river went to people and drowning people. That is the potency of Nityananda Prabhu. And that's what we can see, that how when Nityananda Prabhu came, he did not see anyone's qualification. Jati dhan vidya pal na kore apekha. Na kore apekha. There was no qualification which Nityananda Prabhu saw. And in this parampara we find even the acharyas, they see no qualification. Srila Prabhupada, He saw no qualification. One devotee was mentioning that if we really want to see what Srila Prabhupada has ever done, now everything is so nice, we have devotees around us, but we should see those films in which Srila Prabhupada has been shown in the year 1965 1966 and 1967. Then you can imagine that Srila Prabhupada, he left Vrindavan and stayed in the midst of people who were not devotees. Who were there? Most of them were drunkards. They were hippies. Prabhupada stayed with them. It was not like Prabhupada stayed in a nice place, ashram, temple, and then he went and preached to them, came back to the ashram, which we do normally. He went and stayed with them. Staying with people like that, who do not know anything about Krishna consciousness, can be a difficult thing. Now, there are so many things which Prabhupada underwent, which even books cannot narrate now. But if you actually see Srila Prabhupada, amidst all that big association of people who did not know about Krishna, and Prabhupada is preaching to them, we can really understand what Prabhupada went through. But he stayed there, and through his association, he transformed them. That was Srila Prabhupada. And today we can find Srila Prabhupada's mercy that we also have got this association of devotees, beautiful deities, beautiful temple. I was just visiting one program, and because I was preparing for this class, I saw this very much matching with one incident which I experienced in my life. Just a few days back, I was in a program, and all of the devotees had come to chant Hare Krishna that day. Everyone is having tilak, dhoti kurta, sadi, chanting Hare Krishna. So after chanting program was over, I went around, I saw some devotees, I asked, oh, what are you doing, what are you doing? Then I understood what is the background they were all in. One devotee said, I am a software engineer. One said, I am a doctor, I am a CA. One devotee I saw, he was chanting very intensely. Afterwards I asked him, Prabhu, kya karte aap? Prabhu ji, main hamalu. Acha? He was an hamal on Borivali station. So, I said, when you see devotees, you don't understand what is the background. But everyone is chanting Hare Krishna. That is the power of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. There is no difference when we are devotees. We come from varied backgrounds, from different backgrounds, different workplace, different whatever we may have, our karma baggage. Then I went to him asking, Prabhu ji, aap kya karte hai? Aapka kaam kya hai? आप क्या बोझा उठाते हैं ना? हाँ, बोझा उठाता हूँ. सी, आई हैड सम प्रीवियस अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ सीइंग सम हमल्स. आई सेड, व्हाट ऑल यू डू, व्हाट एल्स यू डू? आई सेड, कभी कभी डेड बॉडी उठाना पड़ता है. अच्छा, तुम्हें आपको डिफिकल्ट होता नहीं क्या? मैं हरे कृष्ण जब करते रहता हूँ, हरे कृष्ण उठा के इसका मुंडी उठाता हूँ, उसका हाथ उठाता हूँ. बिकॉज ही इज ऑन द स्टेशन, पीपल डाई ऑन द ट्रैक्स, ही हैज टू लिव दैट. इट्स डिवोटी चैंटिंग हरे कृष्ण. एंड टोल्ड हिम, प्रभु जी, ये तो कुछ नहीं है, वो बड़ा हुआ था बॉम्ब ब्लास्ट बोरीवली स्टेशन पे, वो उस समय मेरे को क्या क्या उठाना पड़ा, लेकिन मैं हरे कृष्ण किया, सब भूल गया मैं. देन आई अंडरस्टूड, एक्सटर्नली वी आर ऑल सिटिंग हियर एंड नित्यानंद प्रभु सो काइंड, हैज रीच्ड टू ऑल प्लेसेस, यू नो, प्रभुपाद हैज रीच्ड टू ऑल प्लेसेस, पिक्ड अप पीपल फ्रॉम सो मेनी डिफरेंट वैरायटी ऑफ बैकग्राउंड्स एंड दे आर ऑल हियर, एवरीवन इज चैंटिंग हरे कृष्ण, सेम मंत्र, सेम प्रसाद, सेम टेम्पल, सेम एसोसिएशन, एवरीवन इज गेटिंग. And the same chance to go back home, back to Godhead. I was coming from VT station. I got down from a train. Then I was on a subway. In subway, if you have been to CST, you will find all those hawkers are there, you know, selling toys and that badminton racket. Machar bagao, machar bagao. So one day I just know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I said, Hare Krishna Prabhuji. So who said? And I saw a devotee with tilak, one of the fairy wallas, a devotee with tilak, he was selling toys. I said, wow. So, aapka naam kya hai? Mera naam Achhe Lal. Achha naam hai. I said, I am from Mira Road temple and I go and attend lectures of Kamalochan Prabhu, Vanmali Prabhu. I was thinking that this is Krishna consciousness. People today ask, those who are very old, said, Hare Krishna's were there in 1970s. वो दिखते थे, वो लोग हरिनाम करते थे, book distribution करते थे. Where are they now? कहाँ हैं लोग? If someone asks this question to you, you should tell them. You may not know, Hare Krishna's have permeated into society now. You tell all of them who ask you this question, that today you may not know, your neighbor may be Hare Krishna. The colleague in your office may be Hare Krishna. Your sabji wala, who brings sabji for you, knowing Hare Krishna. This is how, by Prabhupada's great plan, this mission has permeated, and there are Hare Krishnas who are incognito in society. So Hare Krishnas are not just dhoti kurta walas and shaved head walas. Hare Krishnas are everyone. And today what we see is 1% brahmacharis and sannyasis, 99% congregation. And they are moving the movement. And this is the power of Nityananda Prabhu. And Srila Prabhupada is manifesting that power. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's and Nityananda Prabhu's lila is not over. It is still going on. Jayapataka Maharaj and Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj was telling this beautiful story that once in Gaur Purnima, thousands and thousands of devotees, Bengali devotees, come to visit Mayapur. There's a big rush there. So they always have big pandal so that, you know, they keep everyone entertained. So they have dramas and they have kirtans. So Bengali villagers, they like everything, you know, nice videos and all. So one time they showed a beautiful video, the Hare Krishna world. They showed a video, Golden Avatar. So the video was, when the video is on, everyone is very silent, you know. That is seen in India. Bahut awaaz chal raha hai to video chalu kar do. Everyone stops speaking. So the whole video was, everyone was enthralled seeing this beautiful video. After the video got over, everyone was again shouting. So Jayapataka Maharaj took the mic and said, wait, one more video will show on Lord Gauranga's Leela. So Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj said to Jayapataka, but we have only one video. Yadubarpu has made only Gauranga, this golden avatar. Jayapataka Maharaj said, yes, we have one more video. That Hare Krishna world is there, go lagao. Purushottam Maharaj said, Hare Krishna world hai? Oh, Gauranga Mahaprabhu ka lila kidhar hai? And Jayapataka Maharaj said, what is this you saying? Hare Krishna world and Gauranga Mahaprabhu lila are different? Then Purushottam Maharaj said, I thought about this. It is not different. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu's lila was not that 500 years back. The same Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Nityananda Prabhu's lila is happening today. The acharyas are manifesting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu in their personality and giving that mercy. And they mentioned that how come when kirtan is on in ISKCON today, we have kirtan melas or we have any ecstatic kirtans, hours together devotees are dancing. And they are dancing and they are dancing. And after dancing, when the kirtan stops, hari bol, more. Of course, we want more. People forget prasad. People are dancing in the kirtan. And when that kirtan is going on, I mean, we have experience. Many people know that in Mumbai, they have this Navaratri dancing and this Ganpati dancing. And we know people have to keep some higher taste to keep the dancing going on. No one can dance for hours together, you know. Devotees keep dancing. Keep dancing. So Purushottam Maharaj said, how can devotees keep dancing if there is no nectar in the kirtan? And how can there be nectar in the kirtan if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not in the kirtan? There has to be Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the kirtan, the Nityananda Prabhu has to be in kirtan. Then only there will be ecstasy, that the conditioned souls who are so much into materialism can come and keep dancing and dancing and dancing and then again say, we want more. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lila. It is happening even today. It is going on. So only those who are very fortunate will actually see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda's lila happening in today's world. But rest of us at least should have faith that it is happening and we are part of Prabhupada's ISKCON, which is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lila. Is it not? It is lila. Nityananda Prabhu, he is Guru. What is Guru's role? Guru's role is first to give knowledge of God. Second, to engage in service of God. So Nityananda Prabhu, how he performed these two pastimes? He gave knowledge of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by inspiring Vrindavan Das Thakur to write Chaitanya Bhagavat, inspiring Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami to write Chaitanya Charitamrit, inspiring Nochan Das Thakur to write Chaitanya Mangal. So all the information of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu we know in our life has come because of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. The same Nityananda Prabhu engaged all devotees in his seva. And all the spiritual masters are engaging in Nityananda Prabhu's service. So what is Guru's role? Guru's role is he has to engage his disciple. One time Srila Prabhupada asked one devotee, a group of devotees, what is the duty of Guru and what is the duty of Shishya, disciple? And devotees give different answers. And Prabhupada said, the duty of Guru is to engage his disciples in service of Krishna. And Prabhupada said, that means, whatever the devotee is doing, he should always think in his mind, I am doing nothing but assisting my own guru. And Prabhupada gave an example. A devotee may be decorating the deity, and he may think I am a good dresser, but he should know, I am nothing. When he dresses the deity, I am assisting my spiritual master in deity worship. When a devotee is blooming the temple, he should think, I am assisting my spiritual master. That is the duty of a disciple, to think in that way. So spiritual master does open, so Magyanatimirandasa gives knowledge, and second gives engagement. So now, coming back to the pastimes, it is mentioned that soon, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. The first ever he any time spoke about sannyas was to Nityananda Prabhu, he revealed to him. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Navadvip and went to Jagannath Puri. Nityananda Prabhu was also feeling very sad, because he was missing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he would every year without fail come with devotees during Rath Yatra to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu said, why are you coming? 2-3 months you stay here, preaching is getting affected. You should stay in Bengal and preach, don't come. And Nityananda Prabhu said, yes, next year I will not come. But next year again Nityananda Prabhu would come. So Nityananda Prabhu would come regularly and meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he could not miss. Then one particular year Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to Nityananda Prabhu that time has come. Now you should not come again, because now Leelas are going to end. You should stay in Bengal and just preach. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am a sannyasi. Many people were proud. They did not respect me. So I wanted to approach them and make them devotees. So I took sannyas. So because I took sannyas, all great people, they bowed down to me, and then I preached to them and made them devotees. Sarvam Bhattacharya, Prakashanand Saraswati, etc., etc. But I see, because I am a sannyasi, I have missed a big lot of people there whom I cannot approach. Nityananda Prabhu, I want you to get married now. You get married so that section of society whom I have not reached, you reach them. And as a sannyasi, I cannot reach, but as a grihastha, you can reach. You can reach to every person and you can give this mercy. So Nityananda Prabhu was very sad that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was telling him to go. But Nityananda Prabhu had to agree, and Nityananda Prabhu understood that this is the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu left Jagannath Puri, never to come again to Jagannath Puri. And that was the time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his very, very intimate and secret pastimes of manifesting bhav, the last pastimes in Gambhira. Because he had told Nityananda Prabhu that now you take over, you do it. And then Nityananda Prabhu, he is already doing so much, now he takes over fully. And then he comes to Bengal. And he's thinking, I should get married. And he's thinking, how to do. And then Nityananda Prabhu gets inspired, and Nityananda Prabhu directly goes to Ambika Kalna. Ambika Kalna is a place where Suryadas Sarkela, and he had 4 more brothers, one of them was Gauridas Pandit, they stay there. Suryadas Sarkela was a very wonderful devotee of Gauranga Nityananda, and he was a little worried, because he had 2 daughters, Vishuddha and Janava. So he was thinking how to get them married. And at that time Nityananda Prabhu approached and said, Suryadas Sarkela, you are worried, and I would come to relieve your worry. He said, how you can relieve my worry? So give your daughter in marriage to me. And Suryadas thinking, you? Why you? But I do not even know your caste. Who are you? You are Avadhut. How you will take care of my daughter? You know, they will be a little worried about the entire thing. Sorry, please forgive me, but I cannot. And Nityananda Prabhu just smiles. Don't, no problem. Nityananda Prabhu goes away and he sits on the banks of Ganga and is doing his bhajan there. Meanwhile, when Nityananda Prabhu is discussing with Suryadas Sarkela about the proposal, Vishuddha, she hears that Nityananda Prabhu has made proposal and how her father has rejected the proposal. So she faints that Nityananda Prabhu has. She will never ever get chance to meet Nityananda Prabhu and get united to Nityananda Prabhu. So she faints. So there's a big alarm which is raised in the house, and all people come running to the place where she has fainted. There is no life symptoms. So Suryadas Sarkela immediately brings all the different vaidyas. They check and said, oh, she's dead. Cremate her. And he's very highly disturbed. So they take the body and they are going for cremation, and as they are going for cremation, then they see Nityananda Prabhu smiling there under the tree. Then one Brahmana, one devotee says, Is it that you offended Nityananda Prabhu? That's why this whole thing has happened? Please go and approach him. Maybe there's a chance. So Surida Sarkala goes to Nityananda Prabhu and said, please forgive me, I am a big rascal, I'm a big sinner. Nityananda Prabhu, don't worry, everything will be all right. Get your daughter here. So that the whole procession comes to the place where Nityananda Prabhu is sitting. And Nityananda Prabhu emits a beautiful fragrance from his body. And that fragrance enters into the nostril of Vishuddha. And she gets up. And she is back into life. And immediately Surida Sarkala is very happy. He arranges the marriage of Nityananda Prabhu with Vasudha. And they are happily married. And it is mentioned that Nityananda Prabhu, after marriage, stays in Ambika Kalna for some more time. So one particular day, Surida Sarkala invites Nityananda Prabhu prasad in his house. So everyone is serving prasadam to Nityananda Prabhu. So while serving, Vasudha is serving, and Janava also comes to serve prasad. Now she is the younger sister of Vasudha. Nityananda Prabhu had never seen Janava till now, so far. That was the tradition, that everyone would be remaining in the house. So this is the first time Vasudha was coming in front of her. And she had put up a pallu in, her face was covered. But because she was serving prasadam, suddenly the veil fell down. Now that was very embarrassing for Janava. And her whole hands were engaged. Both the hands were busy serving prasadam and the pallu fell down. Amazingly, Janava manifested two more hands which came out and pulled the pallu like this. And Nityananda Prabhu saw that. And Nityananda Prabhu understood that she is also my energy. How is possible that she cannot get married to me? So immediately said, Suryadas, you should get second daughter also married to me. And this time Surya Sarkila cannot say a no. So immediately now Nityananda Prabhu is married to both Vasudha and Janava. And he stays in Ambika Kalna for some time and then he goes to Navadvip. And Sachimata is very happy seeing Nityananda Prabhu married. He stays in Navadvip for some time, goes to Shantipur, meets Advaita Acharya. And Nityananda Prabhu decides to make somewhere his house. So he comes to a place near Calcutta called as Kardaha. 30 years or 25 years Nityananda Prabhu stayed in that place. So quite a big time Nityananda Prabhu stayed in Kardaha. And from there Nityananda Prabhu amazing pastimes he manifested. Very close to Karda is Panihati, where Nityananda Prabhu, he delivered Raghunath Das Goswami, and the famous pastime of Chidadhai took place. Panihati was also the place where Raghav Pandit stayed, and Nityananda Prabhu performed amazing kirtans there. Amazing kirtans lasting for 3 months. People outsiders would come and, what's happening there? They would enter in the kirtan and they would disappear in the kirtan. People think, arey, mere aadmi kaha gaya? Then he would come and he would disappear in the kirtan. 3 months people would disappear into kirtan, doing kirtan, and then they would manifest after 3 months. So this was something which was like completely out of the world, which Nityananda Prabhu was manifesting. And there are so many pastimes which you mentioned about how Nityananda Prabhu performed kirtan pastimes. But we will not go into detail. We will move on, and Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes go on. It is mentioned that Nityananda Prabhu, after he was in Kardaha, then it is said Nityananda Prabhu, he went around, he delivered many more rogues and thieves. There was one more person whom Nityananda delivered when he was in Navadvip. This was Chandra Rai. He was a big bandit, a daku. It is mentioned that Vrindavan Das Thakur adds some. He said this fellow had even broken record of Jagai Madai also. But that person was made into devotee. When he became a devotee, his whole Daku gang became a devotee. And then they become preachers. Not just they became devotee, they became preachers. And they were going and preaching and making more devotees. That is Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. So Nityananda Prabhu's mercy manifested more and more all over Bengal. And it is mentioned that when time came, it is mentioned by this time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already disappeared. Nityananda Prabhu went to Ek Chakra once more now. After a long time, Nityananda Prabhu stayed in Ek Chakra, and it is mentioned that by this time Vasudha had one girl child, Ganga, and one boy child, Veerchandra. And after she gave birth to these children, then she disappeared, she left this world. So Janava took over the children, their care. So they visited Ek Chakra, and in Ek Chakra, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he found the beautiful deity of Bankim Rai from the Yamuna river there. And he beautifully performed a nice ceremony to welcome Bankim Rai, and a beautiful temple was made. And it is mentioned that Nityananda Prabhu also understood now time has come for him to leave. And one day while Kirtan was going on, Srivas, Thakur, everyone was there. And in that Kirtan, Nityananda Prabhu disappeared. Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared one day. Nityananda Prabhu also disappeared. And the Acharyas mentioned Nityananda Prabhu disappeared in the deity of Bankim Rai. So that deity is still there in Ek Chakra Gram. So many beautiful pastimes are, which we didn't speak today, but these are all the beautiful, wonderful line, the events in the life of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is very merciful. Nityananda Prabhu was the one through whom all the great devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accessed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. When Ramakeli, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Ramakeli, Nityananda Prabhu also was there. And Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they wanted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But it is mentioned in the midnight, first they approached Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu then took them to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then they surrendered their life to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das Goswami wanted to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. But Raghunath Das Goswami, he got mercy from Nityananda Prabhu after that Panihati Chidadai festival, and then he joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Narottam Das Thakur, he wanted to preach. Jiva Goswami had told him to preach in Bengal. And he was very much morose because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had left. Nityananda Prabhu had left. So before going to his hometown to preach, Narottam Das Thakur came to Ek Chakra. And it was the Ek Chakra that Nityananda Prabhu manifested in front of Narottam Das Thakur. And embraced him and imbued him with power of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching. And this Narottam Das Thakur went ahead, composed so many beautiful bhajans. And later he did this Keturi festival and installed so many deities. The rest is history. It's all inspiration came from Nityananda Prabhu. And like that, there are so many beautiful pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu together. One last thing which I would like to speak and end is that Nityananda Prabhu takes an extra mile in helping deliver a fallen soul. One particular story which is very amazing is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu once were going from Navadvip to Shantipur. On the way, one sannyasi invited them to their house, his house. So for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was shocked, sannyasi inviting his house, how can sannyasi have a house? So Nityananda Prabhu said, no, we'll go, let's go and see. So they went, and the sannyasi was having unique features. And then sannyasi in his house, one lady came with some fruits and introduced, sannyasi said, this is my wife. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was shocked. Sannyasi having a house and now having a wife. Nityananda Prabhu said, don't worry, take fruits. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate those fruits. Nityananda Prabhu ate those fruits. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing everything because Nityananda Prabhu was saying, very nice. Nityananda Prabhu was saying the good part that he has invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And second, you want to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was not seeing the other part, the house, the wife, nothing. But finally, when he gave blessings to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you will get enough riches, you will get enough wives, like that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is not what a devotee aspire. So the sannyasi became very angry. What is this? I am giving you blessings, and you are not taking the blessings. Then Nityananda Prabhu consoled Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, your blessings are nice, no problem. And finally then he said, you have taken fruits, but I want to give you something special. I want to give you bliss. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nityananda Prabhu, what's now this bliss coming up? Nityananda Prabhu says, I also do not know. What is this bliss? And then he comes out with a bottle of wine. And that is the time Nityananda Prabhu says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I think so, his time is up. And immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jumps, he runs from that house, and with his clothes, he jumps into Ganga to take bath. And Nityananda Prabhu says, now what can I do? So he also follows. He also jumps and drowns. He jumps in the Ganga and with his clothes on. So our devotees, our acharyas mentioned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strict. How can he ever go to a sannyasi's house and also see a sannyasi's wife and still remain in the house and eat fruits? All because Nityananda Prabhu took an extra mile. And he just saw that this person is inviting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this person wants to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Those two things he saw. But when he went beyond a particular limit and was going to give wine, then Nityananda Prabhu said, now it's enough, let's go. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, which is very accessible, has become easily accessible because of Nityananda Prabhu. He's like a catalyst, makes the whole reaction faster. He's like a user-friendly, he's like free Wi-Fi, we can all relate to that. Something like easy access, that's Nityananda Prabhu. And the best part is, Nityananda Prabhu has done so much, but Nityananda Prabhu always remained in the background. Always remained in the background. Srila Prabhupada did so much, but he always remained in the background. That is the mood of Nityananda Prabhu and associates. They do so much for their Lord, but they remain in background. And we know Nityananda Prabhu is most merciful. We always say on Nityananda Prabhu that without Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, we cannot approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But the rest of the year we are talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We speak very less on Nityananda Prabhu. Because Nityananda Prabhu has manifested his lila in such a way that we speak on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because that is the goal of his life, to make everyone speak on Lord Gauranga. But on Nityananda Tridashi, then we remember, oh, the connection has come from him. And we make again the connection strong. That without Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, fallen souls in this age of Kali Yuga could never approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. The connection, he went and picked us all up from wherever we are. And connected us to Krishna. So that connection Nityananda Prabhu has given. And that connection is the most important, because that picking up is very important. Connecting comes later, but picking up from wherever we are. Is it not? We are all here sitting in Radha Gopinath temple. Is anyone here who ever thought in his life, or had an aim, one day I will become a devotee of Krishna? You ask small children, what is the aim of your life? Engineer banna, doctor banna, lawyer banna, conductor banna. No one will say, I want to become a devotee. We all never wanted to become devotee. But somehow or other, we were all tricked. Transcendentally tricked. Someone gave us a book, someone gave us invitation, prasadam, whatever it may. And we are all your devotees. And now you ask, what is the goal of your life? You want to become? Conductor? Engineer? You want to become devotees. So that connection has come because Nityananda Prabhu has sent personalities like Srila Prabhupada, who has reached to every section in society. There is not a single place Srila Prabhupada has not reached. Prabhupada has gone to every place. Giriraj Maharaj, he was giving his own realizations. He was mentioning that he thought, let me go to West Africa and do some preaching. So this was the time when Brahmananda Prabhu was doing preaching in East Africa. So he landed in West Africa and Nigeria. And he was doing book distribution. And he was thinking that I will distribute books. This is the first time ever someone is preaching in Nigeria. As soon as he was doing book distribution, one person came and said, Hare Krishna to him. So he said, Hare, who are you? So he said, I have seen your Hare Krishna temples. Where are they? He said, oh, I have came to London. And I took your books also. And he had those books in his bag. He showed two, three books. And Giriraj Maharaj mentioned, I thought I am the first person to go there and start preaching. But before any person has landed in that place, Prabhupada's books have already reached that place. And given a chance to people. Once His Holiness Badri Narayan Maharaj, when he was in the initial days, when he was the president in America, he was very young that time. So he thought, let me do something spectacular for Prabhupada. So he thought, I will go to one country where no one must have gone for preaching. So he saw the world map and then he found one country, New Guinea, Papua and New Guinea. So he said, I will go there. To reach that place, he had to go to so many different places, hop, no direct flight, or no, he traveled all the way, finally reached Papua New Guinea. And he had heard that even today in Papua New Guinea at that time, there were cannibals living. So he was thinking, oh, that is exciting, to go and preach and give Prabhupada books there. So he reached Papua New Guinea and he wanted to stay somewhere, so he went to the hotel. As soon as he went to the hotel, to the reception, he said, reception, I want a room. And he saw reception reading some book. He turned and he was reading Prabhupada books. Saying that Prabhupada has reached already. Nityananda Prabhu's mercy cannot be depending on some personalities to come bring them here. If we go and take that, it is our fortune. But they all reach. How they reach, that is the tempo. How he reaches, no one knows. How Srila Prabhupada is reaching, no one knows. But the time bomb is there, it's going to blast. Beautiful time bomb is going to blast. One time Srila Prabhupada told all the devotees in London, you should go every day for Harinam. So they were doing Harinam on the street, but constantly they would get bogged down by police, people who throw tomatoes on them, but you should go every day. Now one particular day, one particular gentleman who had come from Mauritius, who happened to be the Prime Minister of Mauritius, he had come to London and he came for shopping on that street. So he came and he suddenly heard some Hare Krishna sound. Now he had some acquaintance of Hindu community because he was himself a Hindu in Mauritius. He was shocked. Dhoti, kurta, sari, westerners chanting Hare Krishna on the street. He was impressed. Who are you? He said, we are Hare Krishnas. So they gave him books, he took the book and they invited him, please come to temple. Our founder is in temple here, you know, you can meet him. So he came and Srila Prabhupada met him. He said, ask, who are you? He said, I am from Mauritius, I am the Prime Minister there. Prabhupada said, oh, very good. He said, Prabhupada, please come to Mauritius. Prabhupada said, oh, where is Mauritius? I do not even know also where is Mauritius. He said, somewhere the Mauritius, one small island in the Arabian Sea maybe. So Prabhupada said, well, I don't have time. And this President or Prime Minister said to Prabhupada, if you come, I will give land so that you make a temple there. And Prabhupada said, okay, then I will come. So Prabhupada went to Mauritius. The Prime Minister welcomed Prabhupada in the airport. And then he gave a land, and then later devotees erected a beautiful temple of Krishna Balaram on that temple. All this is happening somewhere in London when Harinam is going on, people get inspired, Prabhupada goes to Mauritius, temples come up. This is Nityananda Prabhu's potency. This can never happen in ordinary. We may go and do Harinam hundreds of times, no one will get affected. But Prabhupada orders something, then in that order Nityananda Prabhu's potency is there. We may give friends books to our friend and think that he will become devotee next day, but he will never become devotee. But Prabhupada orders and Prabhupada has said something, we follow that order, Nityananda Prabhu's potency can be seen. So that is the power. So much can be said. I am already time up more than what I am supposed to speak. But at this time, let us end this class with a beautiful note by having a beautiful bhajan sung now, which will give a perfect balance to the whole katha. So this is about Lord Nityananda Prabhu again. We began with a bhajan, and we close with a bhajan, and then we have aarti and kirtan. Hare Krishna. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Nadiyago dhrume nitya nanda mahajana O Nadiyago dhrume nitya nanda mahajana Tatiya Chenam Hatta Jivera Kara. Shraddhavan Jan He, Shraddhavan Jan He. Shraddhavan Jan He, Shraddhavan Jan He. Prabhura Gyai Bhai Magiye Bhiksha. O Bolo Krishna Bhajo Krishna Koro Krishna Shiksha. Nadiya Godru Menitya Manda Mahaja. Aparada Shunya Hoi Loho Krishna Na. O Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pra. O Nadiya Gotru Me Nityananda Mahaja. Krishnera samsara kuru chadiya nacha. O jive doya Krishna naam sarva dharma sa. Shraddhavan Jan He, Shraddhavan Jan He. Oh, Shraddhavan Jan He, Shraddhavan Jan He. Nadiya Godru Me Nitya Nanda Mahaja. O Nadiya Godru Me Nitya Nanda Mahaja. Jai Gauranita, Gauranita. Gauranita jayo Gauranita. Jayo Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, jayo Nityananda Ram. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. राम की श्री गौरांग महाप्रभु की जय श्री निथाय गौरचंद्र भगवान की नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नित्य नामिने